Hello.
Hello, Bianca. This is Sean with
Hi.
Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Good, Sean. How are
Good.
you?
I'm doing great. Hope you don't think that I forgot about you. I was just waiting for some feedback from our last
Okay.
conversation. Yeah, I sent a text message to you yesterday evening, though.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, good. It was late in the evening. I'm sure that you were sitting down to dinner or something like that. So, but anyways, here's what I got for you. I know that the expiration date on your AIC policy is very near. So if we took action today, this is going to be the best option for you. It's pretty good actually. So
Okay.
we partner with another carrier called Hanover Insurance.
What is it called?
And Hanover Insurance, they're basically like the same version of Erie, but based out of New York.
Okay.
And so we sent them a copy of the expiring policy because they'll price match a lot of our existing clients. But in your case, your new monthly schedule would be $387 per month for all your vehicles.
Okay.
Instead of, I think it was close to 600 was going to be the
Oh,
renewal
yeah.
term with AIC. So that I was very pleased about that. That's the same. That's actually better coverage limits than what you have now. In terms of the limit of liability, it's 100,300 per person instead of, just the state minimum.
Okay.
Yeah. So instead of you paying the upcoming renewal, what I would do is just cancel out that renewal policy and just put this one into place for you. So this one
Okay.
would continue on the 18th.
Okay, so you said it would be 387 per month. And how much would be the down payment?
That's also the great thing. They don't do any kind of higher down payment. It's just the first month.
Oh, okay.
So
Okay,
383.
and then, oh, you said 383. I thought you said 387.
I did. It was I was mistaken. So it's
Okay,
383.
so that includes full coverage for the vehicles that need the full coverage, and everything else is pretty. Is it the same kind of coverage you said?
Yes. We match it
Okay.
up exactly or as close as possible, So this would
Okay.
include for you diminishing deductibles, accident forgiveness, which you didn't previously have. And then all your
Okay.
vehicles would have full coverage with a $500 deductible plus rental car plus roadside on all cars.
Wow, okay, that would be great. Okay, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I can't say no to that for sure.
I thought you'd be happy about that.
Oh
Now
yeah, that's
we would package together the homeowners insurance with it, and that's how we have a pretty sweet arrangement with them. But the
okay.
way that that will work is, you'll get a prorated refund from the previous policy that we activated, and then we will
Okay.
inquire with your lender to use the escrow service to pay the new policy term. And so what I would recommend, once you do get your refund check, don't cash it, but
Okay.
deposit it back into your escrow account.
Deposit it back into my escrow. Okay. I don't know how to go about doing that, but I'll guess I can talk to them and ask them how to do that.
Yeah, you'd basically deposit the check into your checking account and then call your escrow service and then, transfer that same amount of funds back into escrow, and that'll prevent a shortage.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Do you know if the loan has been sold?
It has. Let me see. Hold on. I think it has a different lender. Give me one second.
Okay, good. I'm glad I asked because
Is now. Hold on. What is the name of this thing? At least I have an app for it, but. Hold on. It's called PHH Mortgage Services.
PHH Mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you read me the new loan number?
Sure. It is, hold on a second. 401-133-8300.
All right. I'll repeat that back to you. So I have 401-133-8300?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So check your email later on today, and you'll have some documents to electronically sign. Other than that, we will handle all of the communication with the lender and the lien holder on your vehicles.
Okay.
And yeah, there's nothing that you would need to do. Payment will automatically come out on the 18th, and then so
perfect.
We'll put a termination to the existing policy.
Okay. Do they have an app? So that means I can, once I the new one changes over, will you send me a copy of the new insurance card?
They do have an app, yeah. And we have an app too. I don't know if you've seen some of the emails that we have sent, but if so when you download our app, you can connect all of your insurance. So if you have, if you register for account access with Hanover, you can basically kind of use our app to middleman pull in all of your documents. But then the cool thing is with our app, you can actually submit service requests through our app and it goes straight to our service team. Or you can get quotes for like, you know, additional properties or even send like a referral link to your friends.
Okay, perfect. What's the name of the link for you guys?
It's called Glovebox. That's the software that we use. So I'll send you a link.
Okay.
And that'll give you instructions on how to enroll.
Okay.
And then once the new insurance has fully processed, probably by Monday, you'll just be able to log into our app, see that you have new insurance policies, and then you can create account access through Hanover. And then that'll just kind of, in real time, bring in your data for your ID cards and declaration page and things like that.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Lastly, I just wanted to ask you, what is the status of your life insurance for you and Oswaldo?
We have life insurance through our employer, but that's about it.
Yeah. That's pretty common. Most people have that as a place to start. But it's, you know, it's subject to change. If there's any kind of layoff or disability, or maybe you guys change jobs.
Right.
So would you be interested in having us show you some options that could supplement your income and pay off your mortgage in the event that one of you was jobless? You want
to own
your own life insurance instead of rent it through your employer?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay. What do we currently owe on the mortgage?
You said the total amount?
Yes.
The total amount right now, according to the statement that I'm looking at, is $496,749.
Okay. So we'll call it $500K.
Yeah.
And aside from paying off the mortgage, do you and Oswaldo have any other personal goals that you would want to use life insurance for, to perpetuate a legacy or to pay off other sources of debt or just, you know, supplement income for the next 5 or 10 years?
Probably to pay off some debt in case of any disability or anything like that. For example, like our cards that we still owe balances on and things like that.
What's the total debt that you have on vehicles and credit cards and or student loans?
I want to say, well, student loans are probably, just me alone, $50,000. And in cars, I want to say probably $26,000. So maybe another good $40,000 just on that.
Okay. Anything in terms of credit card debt?
I would say probably $10,000 between both of us.
Okay. So we could call it $600K. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What type of health are you and Oswaldo in? You guys take any medication for anything, or you, either of you
we
smokers?
Do. So he's a smoker. I'm not. We are taking medication for diabetes at the moment.
Is that, what, metformin?
I'm sorry?
Is it called metformin?
I don't think that's what I take. Oh, hold on a second.
And is it pre-diabetes or actual type 2 diabetes?
Type 2. No, it's not that. I don't know which one of these is the one for diabetes, actually.
Lisinopril?
Lisinopril. I think that's the one my husband takes.
Okay. How long have the two of you been on these medications?
Probably 4 months now. He said if we lose weight, we can get off the medication. Most likely. It's due to our weight.
Definitely. What is your height and weight for you and him?
So I'm 5'6", and I'm currently 220. And my husband is 5'8", and he is 230.
Okay. Did you and him have any particular budget in mind?
Well, with everything being so expensive, I'd just rather not have anything too high because I'm trying to cut back on my monthly expenses. So, you know, something that's not going to break my pockets, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just comparing and seeing, you know, what the price is and then going from there.
Sure. I think we just, you know, freed up at least $200 in cash flow. But I think,
yeah,
you know, life insurance is very important, especially if, you know, there are some challenges with weight or, you know, some dependency on medication.
Right.
That's going to lower life expectancy. Do you and him have children, Oswaldo?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Three
children. Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's a concern, right? So something happens to you, something happens to him. There needs to be a strategy to leave a legacy behind for the kids.
Exactly. Yep. I agree.
Okay. I'll put together some recommendations for you. And
okay.
I'll have that sent out to you a little bit later today. So you'll have a few emails from us.
Sounds great. Perfect.
Have I answered all your questions for today, Bianca?
Yes. Thank you so much, Sean, for all your help.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.